WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighbor, guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. And today, we're diving into something super powerful. Building self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? You know that feeling when your emotions are running the show, pushing you towards impulsive decisions or leaving you stuck in a loop of negativity? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the good news. We can change that. By developing self-awareness and emotional intelligence, we can become masters of our own minds, making choices that are aligned with our values and goals. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful tools, but they can be pretty unpredictable if you don't know how to handle them. Self-awareness is the key to understanding those emotions, recognizing them, labeling them, and figuring out what triggers them. It's like having an inner GPS that helps you navigate your emotional landscape. And emotional intelligence? That's about using those insights to make smarter decisions, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Practice mindfulness. It's not just about meditating for hours on end, although that can be helpful. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, your feelings, even your physical sensations. When you start noticing these things, it's like flipping a switch. You become more aware of what's happening inside you and less reactive to external stimuli. Ever had one of those days where everything just feels chaotic? Taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and focus on the present moment can actually calm your mind and bring clarity back into the picture. Number 2. Journaling is your best friend. Seriously, grab a notebook or open up that notes app. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help you process them more effectively. It's like having an honest conversation with yourself, no judgment, just raw emotion. By reflecting on your experiences, you'll start to see patterns in your behavior and understand what triggers certain emotions. You might even discover hidden strengths or vulnerabilities you never knew you had. Number 3. Seek feedback from trusted sources. Don't be afraid to ask for honest opinions from people who know you well. They can offer valuable insights into how your actions and words affect others, helping you develop empathy and understand different perspectives. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift. It's an opportunity to grow and learn. Number 4. Embrace vulnerability. This is a big one. Let's face it, being vulnerable feels scary. The true strength comes from acknowledging our imperfections and allowing ourselves to be seen for who we truly are. When you're open about your feelings, you create space for deeper connections with others. And let's be honest, isn't that what life is all about? Number 5. Practice empathy. This means putting yourself in other people's shoes and trying to understand their perspectives, even if they differ from your own. It's about active listening, asking questions, and truly engaging with the person in front of you. Building empathy can transform your relationships and make you a more compassionate and understanding individual. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street when suddenly someone bumps into you, spilling their coffee all over themselves. You could react defensively, snapping at them or feeling frustrated. But what if, instead, you practice your newly acquired emotional intelligence? You might say something like, "Oh no, I'm so sorry, let me help you clean that up." See the difference? By choosing empathy and understanding, you turn a potentially negative situation into an opportunity for connection. That's the power of self-awareness and emotional intelligence. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you build self-awareness and emotional intelligence starting today. Remember, this isn't about becoming some perfect emotionless robot. It's about learning to navigate your feelings in a healthy and constructive way so you can live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. What are some of your biggest challenges when it comes to self-awareness and emotional intelligence? What strategies have worked for you? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes. We've got a whole lot more wisdom to share, and I can't wait to continue this journey with you. Until next time, stay strong, stay simple, and stay focused.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.